The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're just voices in your head. Don't look.
Everyone always says we don't look the way they envisioned in their head anyway.
No, I just met someone recently. They said they thought I was a black guy.
You date a black guy?
I know.
Maybe they had you confused in the picture.
Maybe. That's very possible, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever says, like, oh, you don't look like you did, but everybody always says, oh, I can finally put a face to the voice.
Oh, that's what they say, you know? I get you guys don't look like I envisioned all the time.
I do, too.
And I always ask them, well, what did you envision?
And I think they think we all look like supermodels or something. You know? They have this big illusion.
Either that or, like, Shrek.
Everyone thinks I'm blonde, so I don't know what that
blonde
means.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday. We got $500 for you with Wake Up and Win. Did you sign up to win $500? If not, you're missing out on your opportunity to win free cash. All we do is call out a name every day between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. And we call a name. You have 15 minutes to call us back. If you call us back in that 15 minutes, then you got your $500. And I'm not going to say it.
What?
I don't want to jinx us.
What are you going to?
Oh, yeah, don't say it.
Say it.
Yeah, I was going to say we have a nice roll going.
People Everyone's calling been calling.
Pretty quickly, too, fairly quickly, which means that they're smart. They tell us what time they wake up, then they listen at that time.
It's nothing more annoying when someone who signed up and they listen every single day hears us call out a name and that person isn't listening. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. So the move is like, if that was me and you two are my friends, I'd be like, hey, y'all, I have a dentist appointment at 8:25, but I told MRL that that's when I listen. So can you two listen? And if I win, call me. Don't text me. Call me.
What's in it for me?
No, I'll take you out to dinner.
Okay.
And then so there I am at the dentist office, not getting let's say not like a root canal, but like a cavity.
You're getting something filled.
Yeah, getting a cavity filled. Dentist small talking me, talking while I have everything in my mouth and I can't answer questions. You know that move?
Yeah.
How's everything going at work?
You know, it's all right.
Can you open?
What? Can you open?
And he understands that. Dentists speak full mouth language.
Okay, so now what happens when
we
call your name and you're numbed up and you have to call us back? We're not going to understand you.
Exactly. So then I tell the dentist, I'm like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. Pretend you're Steve Maney and call a radio station. And then he'll have to call for me.
Okay.
You have a whole thing going on in your brain right now, don't you?
That's what I would do, though. And that's like the most extreme circumstances. You get pulled over by a police officer, tell them, hey, I need a minute. Gotta get $500 to pay for this ticket. It's going to be at least $250, right?
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. So hold on a second. Let me call MRL.
Just don't have any quick hand movements.
That's true.
That is my phone.
That's true.
Don't reach for it.
Speaking of people that didn't know what we looked like, I played in the Eastwood Homes Levine Children's Hospital golf tournament yesterday.
Okay, that's cool.
It was very cool.
You're bad at golf.
It was a disaster.
Was it bad?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. I played with our buddy Mark Griffith from Levine Children's Hospital, and then two other guys, Nathan and Thad, great guys. They raise a lot of money for Levine. Eastwood Homes does. You know that. They've come by the Seacrest Studios when we've done our Secret Santa. And so a lot of the people that work for Eastwood Homes, they're fans of the show. So when I checked in, everybody was really nice. And, oh, my God, I knew I recognized the voice. And they couldn't believe I had a first name.
Oh, Steven?
Steven, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Or it's either Steven or Steve if you're nasty. Yep. Isn't that what Janet says?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're too young to know the Janet song.
I don't know Janet.
Really? You don't know that?
No, I don't. Oh. I was in a reference. I didn't understand.
It's Miss Janet if you're nasty.
That's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there I am playing, and I started off playing horribly. But it's called a scramble, Roy, so it's like we all play the same ball. Whoever hits the best ball, we all hit the next shot from that spot.
Oh, wait a second. If someone told me that, I would have gone. Because the whole point why I didn't go to this golf tournament is because I didn't want to be stuck on hole number two because Roy can't get it in the hole.
No, we move it along. That's the thing. It's called a scramble.
I never knew that.
Okay.
I was so... Oh, my.
In fact, Mark asked me why you didn't come. I said, I don't know.
It's because I'm so bad. I didn't want to bring everyone down because you know how everyone has to wait for the one person to get done.
So next time you can play.
Okay.
I can play.
So I just started off horribly, just playing horribly. But the other three guys that I played with were really good. And I'm not great. Like, I've never taken lessons, but I'm halfway decent.
Did you miss the ball at all?
No, I don't. It's not that I missed the ball. It's the ball goes left, the ball goes right, okay. The ball doesn't go far enough.
Who fetches your balls?
You have to. You drive the golf cart up there, you pick up the ball, and off you go.
Okay.
So I'm on, like, it's like the fourth hole that we played. And the girls from Eastwood Homes, awesome listeners, big fans. They're probably listening right now. And I have no idea. So the cart path, Roy, is where the carts drive. And there's, like, you know, beer girls and people pass by. So everybody hits a ball. And then it's my turn to hit the ball, right? So I take my club. I line up. I hit the 5-iron so well, usually. It's a club. And then I hit the 5-iron. And it goes from, like, here to, like 10 yards. And next thing you know, I hear...
Can I get a mulligan?
All of a sudden, I hear, like, girls giggling.
Uh-huh.
And I look, and I see this.
Oh, they're videoing you.
Do you have the video? Yeah. Please tell me you have the video.
No, they laughed and drove off.
So there's video proof of you sucking.
If you ladies or someone that's going into the Eastwood Homes office today, please demand that they post the pictures and the video of me duffing the ball. Not only that, then I take my club and slam it into the ground.
So you get mad.
I got mad because it was like enough. It was the third hole. And normally after three holes, I hit one good shot.
You gotta start drinking at that point.
It was 10:15.
That's funny.
I did start after that.
Bloody beer,
so I took the shot. It's just trickled. And I hear, and then I didn't even know they were there yet. Then I take my club and I'm like, stay down on the ball. And then I hear, and I'm like, oh God. And I look over and there I am. And the guy's like, oh, it's like you have paparazzi following you.
Uh-huh. That's so funny, man.
So, but on the back nine, I turned it up a little bit and I played better. In fact, I didn't want to stop. I started playing so well.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of money was raised for Levine Children's Hospital.
Good. And yesterday was great weather. It was cloudy, so it wasn't too hot.
Amen. The Lord was looking down on us. Yeah. Mother Nature was there too. No doubt.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. So thanks to everyone for being part of that. And of course, we will have our annual Secret Santa this year. Bigger and better than ever, in fact. I was talking to Mark, who said, you know, all the radio stations are going to be part of Secret Santa now. It's grown. Our idea has grown so much that all the other radio stations in the Beasley Media Group will be out there that morning as well. We'll be in the Secret Studios. They'll be out. You know, I was like, I made sure we were getting the studios.
Right.
And everybody else is going to be out in the lobby broadcasting right in the morning. But that's tremendous. That's going to be a tremendous amount of money raised for the kids inside the hospital.
And that's what matters.
Yep,
at the end of the
absolutely.
Day.
And that will be in December. So, oh, man. You know what today is? National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Ooh.
Producer Nicole is pulling one-hit wonders as we speak. We'll get into that. But first, we got to tell you about a woman who was arrested for taking something from her 15-year-old daughter.
Hmm.
Why would she be arrested? Wait to hear it. Coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Hey, producer Nicole, we have Tweetsie Railroad tickets for the... Hold on. Does anybody have that in front of them?
No.
Okay, hold on.
I don't.
The haunted thing.
No, you okay. Gave it yesterday and I threw it away. I'm so sorry, producer Nicole.
We have it all week. I got it. It's the four tickets of for Tweetsie Railroad to go to the Tweetsie Ghost Train in Blowing Rock. It's safe, scary fun for the whole family. Kids will enjoy the Halloween shows, trick-or-treating, and taking a chilling journey into the night on the ghost train, if you dare. You want to give some away right now?
Sure. 704-570-9595. Call number 9. Get to go to Tweetsie Railroad.
Yeah, we'll hook up the early crowd here at 620. We know you're there. And we want to say thank you so much for listening. So enjoy heading up to Blowing Rock and taking the nighttime train ride. It'll be a lot of fun. So a woman was arrested for taking away her daughter's phone as punishment.
Why?
Well, she do it aggressively and like
right.
attack
that's,
the child?
That's the only thing I can think of.
She took away her daughter, her 15-year-old daughter's iPhone back in April after the girl got in trouble at school. It was a punishment. She got in trouble at school. Punishment was that she couldn't use her phone.
Sure.
The girl told her father, who is divorced from his wife, and he called the cops to report it as theft.
Because he bought her the phone.
He implied it was his phone that he had bought her, Lorraine, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
The cops came and arrested her and included cuffing her and separating her.
What?
From
oh, my God.
The cops arrested her, cuffed her, and separated her from her 4-week-old baby, keeping her in jail for 2 hours. The prosecutors charged her with 2 counts of larceny, which could land her in 6 months of jail.
Let me tell you something. I would definitely be in jail after this situation because I knocked him upside his head. Like, you can't pick up the phone and call me and us have a discussion as parents. Like, I get it. We're not married anymore, but let's parent on the same team for crying out loud.
So
I'll be happy to give you the phone back, but I'm not giving it back to her. It was a punishment.
Yeah, I didn't steal it. This is a teaching moment. I'm right. parenting.
So you think maybe they just weren't listening? Like the cops that arrested her were probably like, okay, we'll tell it to the judge. You stole the phone.
Well, yeah, at that point, they're not there to play the middleman. They're there to do their job. But this guy who called the police on her is an idiot.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of times I watch that live PD and the cops do kind of play judge. They like if someone says,
they
hey,
have something called officer discretion.
And my neighbor's being loud. Something's going on over there. And the cops go over there and check and there's nothing being loud. They don't just arrest them. You know what I mean? They mm-hmm. go back and they tell them, like, hey, we just went over there. There's nothing going on. Right?
Right. Like, shouldn't the police officers have to... How would the police officers know that it was the husband's cell phone?
Well, maybe the husband took the daughter out of it altogether and said, this woman stole my cell phone.
And then they could have asked her, hey, is that your cell phone? And she said, no, it's my daughter's. Yeah. You know, my husband bought it for her. Mm-hmm. And then bang, oh. there she's caught. Now,
it's awful.
This actually went to trial last week, y'all.
Please tell me the mom made it out okay.
Fortunately, sanity prevailed, and within a few minutes, the judge threw the case out once he realized that the mom did it as a punishment.
Thank you.
Can you countersue? Because I would want to countersue so that man.
I'm so upset. Like, our criminal justice system is bogged down with that?
Right.
That's what's being heard?
That was in Michigan.
Gosh, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably get charged with resisting arrest. I'd be like, are you kidding me, officers? I'd probably genuinely
I'd get my camera out right away and start filming you.
Listen, you know, I'm all for police, and I was a cadet at one time, but I think I might get charged with resisting.
Yeah. Mace him.
You're taking me to jail.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Meanie, there's some Halsey audio I'm going to get to in a minute here.
Okay.
But first, remember that whole little feud between Kanye West and Nick Cannon? They finally have buried the beef between them. Now, if you missed it, I guess Nick Cannon got asked something about dating Kim Kardashian at a point in time, and he answered the question, but Kanye West said, listen, I get it, you dated my wife, but keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Here, I have it right here. People might not remember that Kanye quote.
First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but, you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that.
Why is he out of breath? What's going on?
I think they're, like, huffing down the street.
He's walking and doing it. And then, but who is he to tell Nick Cannon what to say?
Well, that's what Nick Cannon said.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Let's listen.
Nothing but love and respect for you. You know, I always had that. But I honestly got to say this, my dude. I've never said anything disrespectful or harmful to your, in my opinion, to your marriage or your union. I salute it. Keep it going. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say.
There you go.
It's his past.
Right.
He gets to talk about his past however he wants to talk about it.
As long as he's not being disrespectful. If he was being disrespectful,
right.
That's a different story.
Well,
all right,
anyway,
so now what?
The two of them jumped on the phone and hashed it out, and the beef is buried.
Is there
the
audio of that call?
No, there's not. It wasn't a Taylor Swift call. There's no recording that Kim Kardashian has.
Can you give Roy and I another hour and we'll have audio of that call?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, so Ariana Grande, she hints to her fans that they will be waiting a very long time for her to go on tour, and fans were excited because she just put out Sweetener, and they thought that she would want to go on tour and promote it. Well, I guess a fan tweeted out that they were saving up for meet and greet for Ariana's next tour, and Ariana commented on it saying you're going to be saving for a really long time. And then she later took down the tweet.
So I left to go to the golf tournament yesterday early. I got out of here at like 9:30 to go over to the golf rain tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on Howard. And who's sitting on the couch?
Pete Davidson.
Did you hear any of it?
I saw some of it,
Did you know how they met? Scooter Braun hooked them up and was like, hey, when she came and did SNL and they were sitting in the writer's meeting, she thought you were cute. And he's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
he's like, are you out of your mind?
Remember she said that her tour manager was part of that whole thing too. So I guess Scooter and the tour manager kind of got together. And
he said, every time they kiss or do anything, he thanks her. He's like, I'm no dummy. I thank my lucky stars every time I kiss her.
Oh,
I
so
say,
funny.
Thank you. And he's like, I just don't want to wake up from this dream. It was a really interesting interview.
Yeah. J-Lo slipped on stage during her Las Vegas residency, but she didn't miss a beat. She went down to kind of high-five someone in the front row and took a misstep and ended up on the ground. But she did jump right back up and continue performing. Wow, we have audio of that fall.
That was not a little fall.
No.
Yeah, that was a lot of steps.
Sounds like she went down all of them. All right, so Halsey.
Step's the best. Just when you think it's over.
Do you want to play it again?
I don't know. You want me to? All right, just when you think it's over.
It's like she rolled on the last one.
Yep. That's the head just hitting the last step. Nothing left to fight the fall.
Halsey, she is giving us a little glimpse at new music during a concert in London. Now, I don't know how this audio is, P.S.
Okay.
But she did debut a teaser for a new track called Without Me, and it's supposed to be out October 4th. Maybe
I got an idea. People who post, if you're further back than the seventh row,
don't post the audio.
Okay.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what Meghan Markle's half-sister is up to, and this is going to be a showdown.
All right. Well, perfect. We do want to send a congratulations to Nathan and Wilkesboro. He's going to be going to the Tweety Railroad. and he's going to be taking. I love the fact that they're taking the train at nighttime, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'd be jamming on that midnight train to Georgia.
Look at Roy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be all in, man.
Congratulations, Nathan. We have more tickets. We'll give away the rest of the week, too, every day. All right. Today is National One Hit Wonder Day. And to honor those one hit wonders, we're going to play a bunch of them for you coming up. We'll go down memory lane in just about 10 minutes.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Right, we wanted to mention before we get into the one-hit wonders today, an incident from one of our good clients here on the MRL show.
Yeah,
an ugly incident happened.
You guys know we're Papa Murphy's is a proud sponsor here of the MRL Morning Show, and we love those guys. And
take and bake.
Mm-hmm. Take and bake. And our buddy Mike, he's one of the owners of Papa Murphy's. And while he was over helping Hurricane Florence victims, he came back to find out that somebody attempted to rob one of the Papa Murphy's.
No.
An Indian Trail. They didn't get very far. The people are so idiots. I mean, criminals are dumb.
Yeah.
Because they throw a brick to get in, to break in, to get in. And then they try to empty the registers, but it's nighttime. It's closed. So the register's already empty. And then they go to the safe, and the safe is bolted down. It's not like a safe is just...
It's not a carry-out safe.
Yeah. They're so dumb. So they didn't get anything out of it, but... Mm.
But now he's probably, that's just annoying. Now you probably have to go through insurance to fix the window and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the Indian Trail location?
Yeah, Indian
yeah,
Trail.
Yeah, so go, if you're over that area today, maybe go over there for dinner or for lunch and say hi to Mike. Tell him you heard it on the MRL show and pay with credit. Don't give him any cash.
Don't give cash.
Venmo him and just get a pizza and get on your way. But thanks, Papa Murphy's, for being a proud supporter of the MRL show. And, of course, you know, we're open for any advertising that you guys want here on the MRL show.
Let us propel your business.
A lot of times people will set us up with direct messages. If you're interested, we'll set you up with we're not the ones that cut the deals. We'll send you up to the right person.
We ain't qualified to.
So on September 25th, it is National One Hit Wonder Day. If you're talking about it, you could use hashtag One Hit Wonder Day and post your favorite One Hit Wonders. Do you guys have one?
Oh, I have many.
Hmm.
Let me see if it's on the list of okay. songs right. that producer Nicole pulled. What do you got, Roy?
On the spot. Hang on. From what years, though? Because I'm thinking
all
like...
All over. Like, for instance, this is... All right, so I'll go. This is my favorite from the 80s.
Talking away.
Aha, Take On Me.
Okay.
Fans of The Family Guy might remember Chris was in the grocery store and grabbed milk and got pulled into the video, which is a cartoon.
Okay.
Remember? And then he comes out.
I do remember
She goes,
that.
Chris, where were you? He goes, I don't know. And he's running. I had a crush on Dina Johnson, and she was playing the song in the back of the bus in 1985. I was 10 years old.
1985.
She had braces and, like, curly black hair.
So good.
Reminds me of her. All right, so Aha is a one-hit wonder.
Does Chumbawamba count, like
Ooh,
Tub Thumping?
They do count.
Yeah.
Not on my list, but Tub Thumping, definitely a one-hit wonder,
yeah.
Lauren. Now quit looking at a list online.
Well, I was thinking of the song, and I couldn't remember what
okay.
it was, so.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing this all over the radio every 5 seconds.
Baha Men.
The party was nice, the party was bumping.
This is Nicole's ringtone.
She's a dog walker,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. When you call Nicole, she has a ring back tone, which is even more annoying. Hi, you've reached Nicole. It's kind of music.
Yeah. I'm probably walking your dog.
Go ahead, leave a message.
Oh, man.
I know somebody who still has a ring back tone, and I... Every time I leave her a message, I, like, comment on it, and she's like, it's been so long, I don't know how to get rid of it now.
Yeah, that's funny. Sometimes we'll call people, like, on War of the Roses and stuff,
yeah.
and there's ringback tones. And we're like,
yeah.
whoa. And then that's what they say. They're like, oh, is that still on there?
Mm-hmm.
How about the Macarena?
Okay.
Anybody know who that was?
No, I just know the song.
Uh-uh.
Los Del Rio.
Yeah.
Do it, Lauren.
I know. I could probably do this in my sleep.
And if you could, I'll take you home with me.
See, these are older one-hit wonders.
I only know something new.
Gosh, remember the Harlem Shake? One-hit
oh,
wonder.
Yeah, that's yep. true.
Lumineers, remember that name?
No,
we played them every 5 seconds.
What song was that?
Isn't that
I remember the Lumineers. I mean, Gautier.
Yeah, Gautier, somebody that I used to know. Foster the People. That's a one.
Whoa. Over My Head is a good song.
You love Foster the People.
Lord Royals? Where's Lord been?
Yeah.
Over the air?
Oh, okay. Man, you made me dump.
She's saying things in our ears people can't hear.
How about this guy, One Hit Wonder?
See, and I know he doesn't have another song, but because he's such a household name, I don't think of him as a one hit wonder.
I mean, is MC Hammer considered a one hit wonder? Remember him?
I don't know.
Can't touch this? I mean, okay, he also had the Addams Family song, but, you know, we're talking about hits here, people.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick Cups.
Yeah.
Well,
she's also an actress.
Yeah.
Right Said Fred. Definitely a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
No discussion.
100%.
And I am 260 for Milan. 260 for Milan, New York and Japan.
And then we have to go back to the 80s one more time for this one. Come on, Eileen. Dixie's Midnight Runners. Oh. I just remember the video, Roy, on MTV. I don't know. The guy had overalls on. And it was fairly Time's Upbeat. He was chasing Eileen down the street and wouldn't get out of her face.
All right.
So there you have it. There is your hashtag One Hit Wonder Day right here on the MRL Show.
Geronimo. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a
one-hit
wonder. That was a good summer song, like 2014, 15, I think.
See, you're naming people who potentially could have a hit.
Again in the future?
Again in the future. Right Said Fred, Dexys Midnight Runner, Vanilla Ice. They're all old. They had their opportunity.
That's fair.
There's no hits coming.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Gotta get into War of the Roses. You have to hear this one. It's truly amazing, right, you guys? Justin, she thinks that maybe Callie says that Justin's ex might be in the picture. We called Justin, and yeah, he's on God's good green earth, we're pretty sure.
Totally did.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Callie, you sent us a message and said that your new boyfriend, or newer boyfriend, Justin, I guess, you guys haven't been dating that long, but you think he was a little bit more serious in the beginning than you're feeling in the relationship right now. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for about 5 months, and in the beginning, he was all over me, and he called me and texted me all the time, and I just feel like he's been, I don't know, withdrawing, pulling back from me lately, and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. So a mutual friend that introduced us, she couldn't confirm that the fiance that he had, that they were, you know, like, completely done. She thought they were done, though.
Okay. I mean, are you seeing him on late night phone calls? Is he mysteriously going away for hours at night? I mean, is it just him just being pulled back? I mean, what?
Yeah, what's the real reason that got you to say, hey, I got to do War of the Roses?
I mean, okay. So he's just being dodgy, you know, whereas like he would come over. Mm-hmm. He's not coming over.
I mean,
he's not coming over at night.
I can't say I wouldn't be surprised if old fiance is kind of lingering again then.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, if, like, a guy after 5 months wants to just pull back without, I know, Lauren, you're supposed to have the conversation, you know, maybe he wants to slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's just subtly trying to slow things down. Maybe he will send it to you, but let's find out.
Okay, I'm going to give him a phone call. Here's the deal, though. When we ask him who you want to send the flowers to, make sure you wait and hear also what he puts on the note. That could be very telling, okay?
But okay.
Callie, right. do you know the fiance's name, just out of curiosity?
Her name is Megan.
Okay. All right. Let's I'm going to call him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. My name is Amber. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I interrupt anything? Is this a good time?
Nothing I can't get back into.
Okay. Hopefully I can make your day a little better. I have a dozen beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to be able to send these flowers.
Okay. Yeah, that actually works out really well because I'm not really working right now. So to have something nice to give to someone free, that's actually really good.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you have someone in mind you'd like to send these to?
Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Oh, this dude is wasted. Right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I mean, it's 1:15 in the afternoon.
Shh, be quiet.
He's not on the phone. He put the phone down.
I know, but in case he comes back.
I don't hear a thing. Did he pass out?
Shh. Justin, are you there? Do we get disconnected?
No, we're on the line.
Where the heck did he go?
Callie, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's he doing? You didn't tell us he was a pothead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I'm glad you're still there. Everything's okay, right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Okay. So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these flowers to?
Yeah. Let's do Megan. Let's do Meg. Let's do Meg. That'd be good.
Okay. And I have a card to go with these roses.
I mean, I'm not much of like, I'm not like a poet guy. So just, yeah, just something romantic, you know.
Okay, so this is a romantic relationship that we're sending these flowers for.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah, you can put that on there. That's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. Justin.
Cali?
Yeah, Cali.
Wait, you work for the flower place?
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. Still to come.
Nope, she doesn't work for the flower place. You got busted on War of the Roses. There's about another minute left of that war. You can go listen to it on our War of the Roses podcast using the Kiss95.1 app. Speaking of Kiss95.1, hopefully you signed up for Wake Up and Win. We're probably going to call it a name in the next 15 minutes. So you have that. Plus, an unqualified advice from Roy. A husband has a question about something he should do or not do while his wife is gone. It's coming up in less than 5 minutes.
WNKS, HD1, Charlotte. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. The number one hit music station.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Don't forget, if you signed up for Wake Up and Win, we're going to be calling out a name here. I would say in the next 10 minutes or so. So if you said you woke up in between 7 and like 7:10-ish, you're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
Lauren.
Yes.
There's Roy over there.
Yeah. Roy, somebody needs your help.
Okay.
Ben sent us a letter. Well, an email. But he says, Roy, my wife is on a week-long vacation with her sister, and she left me a list of things to do while she's gone. My friend told me about this app called TaskRabbit, where I can pay someone else to do my chores. Would it be wrong to do that and then claim that it's my own work? I would be her hero. Love the show. Ben.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's the app?
TaskRabbit. I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
So to please his woman.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to hire someone else to do the honey-do list.
Yes.
Because he's not good at it.
The convenient and fast way to get things done around the house. Book a variety of home services from assembly to moving help.
He didn't really say he wasn't good at it. He just wants to know if he can pay somebody else to do his chores.
Sure.
Sounds lazy to me.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, but did you hear the last part? Read that last part to Roy again, because that's the catch for me.
That he would be her hero?
No. Before that.
Would it be wrong if I... let them do it and claim that it's my own work.
I wouldn't say it's my own work. I'd just say I got it taken care of. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, thanks for doing that thing. No problem. Glad I could take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't say, oh, I was out there with the hammer and nails and woo.
Driving away.
Yeah, driving away all morning or all night.
But why not? Like he just said in that, he's going to be her hero. Let her think that he did it. Maybe he's not good. Maybe that's why he wants TaskRabbit.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. If you were just honest and like said, hey, I don't have time to do this, she might have already had this stuff taken care of herself. Like, so this is just an example, but my husband was busy and couldn't put up a ceiling fan for me. So Captain Jim, who does our traffic, came to my house yesterday and put a ceiling fan up for me.
Does he do that? Or, I mean, did he just follow the instructions?
Is he a handyman?
He's like a handyman.
Oh, I had no idea.
But, okay. Like, my husband, like, he just didn't have time to do it.
How would your husband feel about that?
It happened.
Oh, so he was there? He knew.
Yeah.
Taylor and his Captain Jim. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. Looks like it's slow and go on Providence near Alexander. I got to slow down on I-85, and I'm on 485 out of it right now.
That would be funny if that was like his entire conversation revolved around traffic.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. How's your day going? Well, it's really tough traffic
slow
out there.
Go.
Slow and go. All the key traffic phrases.
We have an accident with an exit closed. And like he dropped something. Loren, the hallway is going to be closed for a couple hours with a down power line.
Oh, my day's going slow than a morning commute on Providence Road.
So let me ask you this, Loren. Let's take Captain Jim out of it. Let's talk about your lawn care. Because let's say you hire, without telling Dallas, someone to come do your lawn. Would Dallas be upset?
He likes to do the lawn, or he says he likes to do the lawn. I just want it done. Here's the thing. If you don't have time to do it, that's okay. Just be honest with me.
So just, I think a lot of people are like, Loren, I think they don't care. So I'd say just tell them that you hire TaskRabbit. Who cares?
You and your friends go away for the weekend. Dallas stays. And he gets a bunch of chores done through TaskRabbit, but tells you when you come back, look what I've done. What's his reward? What's his reward?
What's his reward?
He would get a reward. You know it. What would it be? I don't care. Food, dinner, what would you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I would be happy that it was done, but to be very honest with you, I don't think I would care how it got done as long as it got done.
You wouldn't feel more proud if he did it?
Oh, I bet she'd feel more proud if he did it.
That's my point. Like, that's what I think
Ben's
saying.
I mean, if it's mowing the lawn, no. I honestly don't care who does it. If it's, like, hanging or building something, then, yeah, I'd probably be proud.
But don't you like it when you see him out there pushing that mower?
Well, she wouldn't be there,
getting
though.
I mean, that's true. you know.
So what says you, Roy, in unqualified advice?
Which, by the way, none of our radio family members are calling at 704-570-9595. Typically, you guys join in on unqualified advice. Yeah, who cares? Hire to say, get TaskRabbit and say that you did it.
I mean,
let's come on, take ownership of it. Hide the receipts. She's hiding receipts from you anyway.
All right, but maybe you want to share this app with her because she can have somebody come and do something for her then.
He wants the pride.
You want to be the hero.
He wants to be the hero.
Selfish.
Text message from 843 says, don't lie. She'll be upset about the fact that you lied. Then on the flip side, we got another text message from 704 says, who cares? I'm with Roy.
So how about this? There's sometimes Sterling wants me to pick something up at the grocery store or something needs to be done. And for whatever reason, we're working late here or I'm working late from home. I ain't got time to run by the store. I'll Postmates it. I don't tell them, hey, I got the orange juice Postmated in.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's there. I got the orange juice. It's fine. I don't know if he, I don't know if he think it's a big deal if he found out.
Here's another text message that just came in from area code 704 who says, would she be mad that he spent the money on that when he could have done it himself? Who knows how much TaskRabbit costs?
Yeah. Dad's trying to even think of that.
Right?
I even think of that.
Somebody else just texted in and said she's going to find out at some point and it'll start an argument later.
Well, everything's, I mean, let's bring in Michelle in Waxhaw. We love it when you call the show, Michelle. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Well, thank you.
Hi, I'm struggling here with this unqualified advice. I don't think it's that big of a deal on how the job gets done, but now this idea of money being brought in, maybe I'm, I don't know, maybe I'm being swayed.
As usual.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Yep, we can.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can, but my thought, I think she's just trying to keep him busy so he doesn't go out. I don't think it's about the chores. I think, I have this huge list, and so you won't be able to go out with your friends Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night. And he wants to get out of the house.
Do you get honey-do lists for your significant other? No.
No. If I'm going to hire it done, I'll hire it done, or I'll get it done, or ask to get it done, and. Okay. You've got other problems if you're trying to have task your.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do stuff so he doesn't go out, you know?
Thanks, Michelle. You know what's funny? I don't think that's the regular Michelle calls.
And you're like,
we love when you call, and it was like her first time calling.
That's why she was like, wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is it me?
That was not our normal Michelle from Microsoft. You know what I was thinking of, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally did. And I'm sitting there. I didn't hear anything she said because I'm like, why is she not responding like she normally does? The Michelle from Waxhaw. And by the way, thank you, that Michelle, for calling.
Yeah.
The normal Michelle is like a huge fan of MRL, calls us a couple times a week.
Loves that you live in Waxhaw.
Loves that I live in the Haw. And Roy goes, we love when you call. And it was her first time.
Leave it to me. Oh, man.
This is so funny to me.
She's probably so concerned. Yeah, like, I never called this stupid show.
She'll never call again now.
I know. All right, let's talk.
We love to hear from you all the time. She's like, okay, yeah. I just moved here.
And that's why she was like, are you talking to me, sir? I don't know. All right, Brittany in Harrisburg, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
I'm not going to insinuate if you've ever called before. Let's just get down to business. What do you think should happen here on unqualified advice?
I think that it's totally fine for him to pay for someone to do it.
You just want the thing to get done.
Yeah, as long as it gets done, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
See, I think a lot. See, that's what Loren was saying. I think a lot of women are like that. Now, would you be upset if he took ownership of it?
I don't know. It depends on how big of a project it is. Like, if it was something around the house that's, like, hanging something, then I'd probably be mad. But if it was just, like, getting the house cleaned, then I'd be okay with him just taking ownership of it.
I would just, found out that he lied about it afterwards, I wouldn't be mad, but I would definitely keep bringing it up. Like, oh, are you going to task rabbit the dishes? You know what I mean?
Okay. You know what? Just for that, I don't want you to ever, for the rest of your life, hear it, bud. Don't lie. Don't lie.
All right, there you have it. Yeah, don't lie, lie, man.
Just get, but yeah, use task rabbit. Get your crap done, though. It's unexcusable for you to keep this list.
If anybody in our sales department is listening, they better get task rabbit on because I just got about 50 free plugs. I've never heard of it until now.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
So you go to the Kiss95.1.com or on the Kiss95.1 app. You type in your name at what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. Announce the time we call your name.
So right now we're looking for Regina Sharpless of Salisbury.
Y'all have funny last names, man.
I know. Sharpless.
Sharpless.
Regina Sharpless in Salisbury?
Yep.
704-570-9595. Let's hook somebody up in Salisbury with $500 here on Kiss 95.1.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Making everyone here in the Charlotte and outer counties rich with $500 every single day on the MRL Morning Show. We called out the what name, Loren?
We are looking for Regina Sharpless.
All right, Regina Sharpless of Salisbury. Looking for you. Hello, Regina.
Hello.
Just to make sure, what's your last name?
Sharpless.
Spell it backwards.
S-E-L-P-R-A-H-S.
There you go.
That sounds right.
To me.
Yeah. You just got $500.
Woo!
Yes.
All right. Well, what you going to do with the money?
I'm going to spend it on myself.
Good for you.
You deserve it.
Sounds like a smart thing to do. Regina went over to the website or the Kiss 95.1 app. Both were real easy to do. Said that she listens to the MRL show and wakes up at 7 a.m. to check us out. So thank you for that, Regina. We were a little late calling out your name, so we gave you additional time. But you called back right away anyway.
Oh, yeah. My station stays on 95.1, so I don't miss nothing.
Love it.
Sweet.
We'll pull that and play that 80 times.
That'll be worn out.
You'll be famous.
Regina in Salisbury. What did you want to say?
I even got your number programmed in my phone.
All right, pull that too. She's making every rejoin that we have.
You're a real smart woman, Regina. Thanks for being part of the MRL family. Hold on, we'll get you that money, okay?
Thank you.
If you guys want tips on how we're, if you want us to constantly play your voice on the MRL show, say great things about us. We typically use that.
What's coming up in the dirty, Loren?
All right. So Meghan Markle's half sister, we haven't heard from her in a hot minute. She is ready for a showdown, and I'll tell you what she's got planned for Meghan coming up in 3 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
A little behind the scenes for you. Lorette walked behind me, heard her open for the Dirty, and then had to turn all the way back. And
you can hear her scream, oh man, just storming back.
I have a tag on my shirt that is like itching me, and I need to cut it. Oh, so
I'll
I was going over
it.
For
yeah, well, you take care of you it.
Do the, for scissors.
You do your Dirty report. I'll clip you with some scissors.
Okay, just don't cut my shirt. Make sure that you, like, cut the actual tag. Oh, I'm terrified. Okay, so no, that's a shirt.
Too high.
Okay, so Meghan Markle's half-sister, she wants to head to London for a showdown with Meghan. Her publicist claims that she's in Italy and she's just, quote-unquote, one flight away from visiting her royal half-sister. And apparently she wants to discuss their father's health.
Roy's still cutting, by the way.
He's definitely cutting the seam. I'm going to have a huge hole in my
How
shirt.
Long does it take to cut a tag off a shirt? Know. So far, 35 seconds.
There we go. Yeah! Thanks, Roy. That's a bestie, man. All right, so Britney Spears, she has been battling her ex, Kevin Federline, over what he's getting in child support a month. And he was originally getting $20,000 a month, and he wanted $60,000 a month. Now, they have reached an agreement, but the number has not been disclosed. But at some point, he was offered $30,000 a month, and he turned that down because that was only $10,000 more than he was originally getting.
When things get a little crazy and chaotic, you know, I just kind of go inside myself and just do it.
And the word on the street is that Britney is not happy about this number.
What do you think she goes inside and does?
I don't know. She goes inside herself and just
does it.
Yeah.
All right.
Feels it.
Hillary Duff, she asked the paparazzi to stop following her. She says that they followed her to her kid's soccer game and then to her sister's house. And she finally turned around and was like, listen, leave me alone.
Stop taking pictures.
Like, you are hunting me down. Leave a pregnant woman. Like, leave me alone.
Is there a cooler way to say paparazzi than this guy?
The paparazzi.
No, that's the paparazzi.
Is that your Italian teacher?
No, that's my uncle. Yeah.
The paparazzi.
Get the paparazzi out of here.
Yeah.
All right, so Millie Bobby Brown, she has maybe a rap future. Now, she...
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Maroon 5 had a concert, and they were performing Girls... is it Girls Like You?
Uh-huh.
And instead of Cardi B coming out on stage, Millie came out on stage and did her part.
This one says clear. All right. Okay, all right, hold on. I'm trying to find the good one.
All right.
Somehow the poor quality one is the good quality.
Well, you're going to play both.
Okay, sounds like she's nailing it.
Okay, but if you play the other one, you get a better sense of her ability to rap. Now, this was not live last night. The other one was live last night.
Pull up in that monster automobile gangster with a bad that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a town of color of Willy Wonka. Can be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Wait, that's way better quality, Nicole, than the other one.
Because, okay, are you guys following the story?
It doesn't matter.
The one was live at the Maroon 5 concert, but that was before, so you got an idea of that she can actually rap.
She can do it. Good job, Millie Bobby Brown, taking the stage with Maroon 5.
That's your dirty.
It's more than I can say I did.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rent. 704-570-9595. 12 wins is what she has. Call now. Take her down.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Brittany. Welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Lorette.
Okay. Cool.
Have you ever played before, Brittany?
No, I have not.
All right.
And when you play in the car, you do really well?
Well, I'm already at work, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll throw her out so we can throw you an awesome prize.
Okay,
so you have to say, hey, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
I'm not going to be mean.
No, you just got to kick her. You just got to tell her to leave.
Oh, okay. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
The nicest person on the planet is playing against Lorraine.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you'll be able to see that she left the studio, Brittany, and she cannot hear these questions.
I heard the folk out there in Locust are super nice, Roy.
I know.
All right, here we go. Question number one. The inventors of this popular instant picture sharing social media site are resigning, they announced yesterday. Who is that? What site is that, I mean? What social media platform has the inventors of this instant picture sharing social media app and they're resigning? What app is that?
Is it Instagram?
Question two, Dancing with the Stars as well as The Voice premiered last night. True or false? They're both on ABC.
Which shows was it? Dancing with the Stars and what else?
The Voice?
Are they
both on ABC? Okay, true, she says. Question three, Serena Williams opened up about her relationship with Meghan Markle in a recent interview. Who is Markle's royal husband?
Prince Harry.
In question four, Justin Theroux spoke out for the first time since his very public divorce. He said, through the split, the couple was able to respect one another. What Friends actress was he married to? Three?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. It's only the longest question on the paper, but I'll repeat
Sorry.
It. That's all right. Justin Theroux spoke out for the first time since his very public divorce. He said through the split, the couple was able to respect one another. What Friends actress was he married to?
Rachel Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Question five. Britney Spears is very unhappy with her child support agreement with her baby daddy. Who is the baby daddy?
Kevin Federline.
All right. Come on in, Lorim. Hey! What are you doing?
That was the longest.
Yeah, she got four correct.
Okay.
Lots of repeats.
Oh, okay. All right. No worries.
All right. Here we go. Let's see how she does, Britney, in Locus. The inventors of this popular instant picture sharing app are resigning, they mentioned yesterday. What app is that?
Instagram?
That is correct. It's 1-1.
By the way, they were bought by Facebook. Okay, yeah. Question two. Dancing with the Stars as well as The Voice premiered last night. True or false? They're both on ABC.
False.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Britney said true. 2-1.
The Voice, of course, on NBC. Serena Williams opened up about her relationship with Meghan Markle in a recent interview. Who is Markle's royal husband?
Prince Harry.
You got it. 3-2.
Question four. Justin Theroux, The Rock's, spoke out for the first time since his very public divorce. He said through the split, the couple was able to respect one another. What Friends actress was he married to?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, you got that one. 4-3.
And Britney Spears is super unhappy with her child support agreement with her baby daddy. And her baby daddy is?
Kevin Federline.
You got that one correct. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 13 wins.
Oh, Brittany, which one did you miss?
She missed the Dancing with the Stars and The Voice.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You have to watch more TV now.
I know.
All right, Brittany, you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
No, I don't think she does. Okay. Why don't you tell her?
We want to hear, my name's Brittany and I can't beat Lorraine.
My name's Brittany and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Brittany. Thanks for being a good sport.
Have a great day, Brittany.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Sometimes producer Nicole tells the contestants off the air what to do, then they get on the air, they get nervous.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
They get scared.
Brittany did well. This is a really cool feature we're bringing to you guys today. Instead of a brand new War of the Roses, we are going to ask you guys, if you've seen the MRL show in public and never approached us, any one of us, Manny, Roy, Lorraine, even producer Nicole, if you've seen us in public and never approached us, what'd you see us doing?
704-570-9595. Maybe we were doing something embarrassing. Who knows?
Nicole asked this question on social media last night. We got a couple funny answers.
Uh-huh.
And we want to hear from you this morning on the phone. Was it something embarrassing, like Roy said? Was one
no
of,
doubt.
Were one of us arguing with our significant others? Oh. I told you that story
Maybe.
In the past.
I know. I was getting chastised yesterday in Lowe's checkout, but Sterling, because I wanted to buy a Gatorade. I'm like a child.
What'd you see us doing in public? 704-570-9595. Get to us.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, did you see us out doing something? Could have been embarrassing, but you didn't approach us and you were just watching us. 704-570-9595.
A couple people are on hold, but there are still some lines open to get in. This is Colby. Now, Colby, we know you. You call the show quite a bit.
All the time.
You're right.
I actually see you guys in public a lot more often now. The first time I saw y'all was at the 50 Shades 2 premiere, so the second movie premiere.
Uh-huh.
Because I had won tickets with AJ, which I actually see him everywhere now, too. But when I was like, oh, my gosh, is that that's Roy and Lorraine. Where's Manny? Wait, no. Lorraine's beautiful, but, girl, you got an RBF.
What's RBF?
What's an RBF?
Arresting.
Oh. That's funny.
Wait a minute.
conversation, you have a very, very, RBF.
Really?
That's funny. I'm sure, well, and I might have been upset about something, but.
That's awesome.
There's been a lot lately.
Well, how long ago is this?
50 Shades 2 came out last year.
Mm.
February.
So,
have you been mad since February?
Since April.
It's not even resting anymore, is it?
I know,
it's just
no.
Straight
up. Like that.
It's just a BF. Oh.
I think there's Botox for that.
Now,
I don't know.
I will say, in Lorraine's defense, because I was there, that's the night that we had to go deliver the bad news that our listeners weren't getting into the theater.
Oh, so, maybe that's the reason.
We were really upset because these listeners were standing out in line and we had to break the bad news. Hey, y'all, listen, they don't have any more room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she had that because we had to be the one to deliver the bad news.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Hillary from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Hillary.
So I saw Manny and his wife and his son out at Target in, Blakeney, out like kind of near Waxhaw. And it was funny because I was standing in line checking out and I saw, I guess her name's Amanda, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, boy, Manny's covering his face. Okay, what'd you see?
That I saw her and I was like, oh my gosh, she is so pretty because she was like really pregnant. I was like, wow, she looks great. She's really pretty. And then Manny turned around and then his son turned around. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the lady from the radio. Her husband, you know, is Manny. And then I just felt really dumb after that. I didn't say anything because I just let y'all live your lives.
But. No. It's perfectly fine. And I love saying hello to people. And I thought that was going to go in a bad place because Amanda at Target, sometimes, you know, Amanda and I don't see eye to eye.
No, she was great. I was like, because see, I just had a baby as well.
And congrats.
So, you know, I've totally been there. But I saw her and I was like, wow, she looks really good. You know, she looks happy and like, I don't know, healthy, and she still had energy, which is
good.
Huge, and like that
she
last
did.
Trimester.
Well, thanks, Hillary. Thank you.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you too. Have a great day.
We're getting some text messages.
Can we stop?
To the studio line. Somebody else saw you and Amanda with Dean leaving a doctor's appointment after baby Ruby was born.
Oh, that's cute. These aren't embarrassing. These aren't bad.
Okay, well, there's some people on hold, and one of them I don't really believe, and the other one is so weird. But go ahead. We'll get to them in a second.
Somebody saw producer Nicole and her girlfriend working out. Roy, they saw you at Subrica in Southend here.
Whoa.
And they had a fangirl moment. And then somebody saw my husband at Earth Fair and freaked out.
Now, these are all great, but I wanted to go the step further. Like, did you see Dallas at Earth Fair and then, like, he dropped something and it broke?
Right.
And
Roy
something and Sabrika, and he was yelling at the waitress.
Yeah.
Because I told you I was at the deli counter at the supermarket the other day, and this older woman had to be, like, 60-something, and I turned to her and I go, ugh. It is always the longest wait at the deli department, and I don't understand why. And she turns to me and she goes, I knew your voice was familiar. I was like, yep, that's me, Manny, the complainer.
Yeah.
The old complainer.
Let's bring in Brooke from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Who did you see?
Hi. Well, I was actually pregnant with my son around the same time Loren was, so I followed you guys in the morning to hear all the stories. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Loren was in my breastfeeding class at EMC.
Oh, I probably was.
How was she as a student, Brooke?
I was quiet. I was nervous as a first-time mom.
The reason I knew it was you was because we were talking about breast pumps, and you said that you worked on the radio and wondered if there were any pumps that were quiet enough that you could use.
That's fair.
Look at her. Look at her sliding into the radio DM.
Yeah.
I happen to work on the radio.
Those pumps are loud, man.
Yeah, that's true.
No quiet ones.
No.
Did you notice if Loren had RBF?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me neither.
She was probably still happy then.
I couldn't see her face.
The baby wasn't here yet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brooke. Emily and Rock Hill saw you at the Hornets game last year.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Good for you.
704-570-9595. I want to know if anyone's ever caught us doing something embarrassing, though.
Okay. There are two people on hold. Loren, I'm going to tell you right now, you're in the clear.
Okay.
One's about me. One's about Roy. One's embarrassing, and the other is straight weird. I don't know how one of us was caught doing this.
All okay. right.
We'll get to it just after 8.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So you saw us out in public. Maybe we're doing something embarrassing. We got a text here into the studio saying they saw me out buying toilet paper.
That's funny.
Yeah, I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow at this time, we are going to be taking your confessions. We have NASCAR Roval. It's the Roval race here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway this Sunday. They're going to go halfway around the track, then cut through the infield, then go back around the track. It's the first time they're doing it.
Yeah, and if somebody finally explained it to us the way that we understood yesterday. It's an oval road race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's half oval, then they go through the middle.
Yeah.
It's a roval.
But you didn't explain it like that yesterday. We didn't know why they were calling it the roval.
So if you're a fan and you want to go check out the inaugural roval race, we've got your tickets, Confession Wednesday, tomorrow. Make sure you're listening right at this time. In fact, the fun starts at 7:50 tomorrow morning. Now, like Roy said, we're taking calls on when did you see us out in public doing something. And there's two people left on hold, Loren, that we have to get to, and you're in the clear.
Good.
Kylie says that they're about us. Let's jump over to the phones.
All right, so Kylie, which one of these guys did you see, and what the heck were they doing?
Okay, so I was driving around. I saw May at an intersection in Waxhaw. And I was going to say, hey, you know, hey, Manny, how's it going? And by the time I looked back, he was picking his nose. I was going to call you guys earlier, but, I mean, it hasn't been, like, at the beginning of the summer, so... but I just didn't want to embarrass him, but I had to call.
That's hilarious.
Doesn't surprise me with you.
Me neither. No.
Yeah, because you also do really disgusting things. You itch...
Okay, we get it. You don't even have to go any further.
Kylie,
right?
In all fairness, you said it was in the beginning of the summer, right? Allergy season.
Don't look, you're doing it now. Stop. You don't even know. Now you're rubbing it into your ear. I don't even know what that was.
Kylie, can you identify which finger I was using?
Ew.
And just to make sure that Kylie knows it was me, what color truck do I drive?
It's a white truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's check it out.
It is. It's a white pickup.
You.
Yeah. All right. What street was I on?
Off of Providence.
Yeah.
That's my
whereabouts.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Kylie. This is a dumb segment. Thanks, Kylie. Somebody else better be on the phone.
I hope it's another one for you. I hope they catch nothing but you.
Well, it's like me, Roy. There's no Lorenz. We need a Lorenz. 704-570-9595. What did you catch Loren doing in public?
Nobody even knows it's me when I'm out in public unless I'm with my husband. Like,
that's
because
what you think.
But because of Dallas's white hair, he's so distinctive. Like, nobody. I'm so basic. Nobody ever notices me.
I think, like, Loren looks like a star. I think I'm the one that blends in. But then
You don't blend in. You don't blend in, buddy. This is Max.
Hey, Max. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Max, who did you see out in public? What were they doing?
I saw Roy at a Harris Teeter, and he was FaceTime shopping, and it was very, very odd. He had, like, an eggplant in one hand and a watermelon under his arm, and he was FaceTime shopping, and I wanted to come say hi and be like, hey, Roy, I love the show, and I just felt weird doing it because he was literally asking opinions on vegetables.
I do that.
That's hilarious.
Did you FaceTime with Sterling, your boyfriend?
That. And I can bet that looks really strange from the outside in. No, my nieces, they get because they're like 2 and 3 years old, and they get such a big kick about them picking the food item that I put in my buggy.
You let a 2-year-old pick out which watermelon you're going to
get. I get two things that I kind of want, and then I let them be the deciding factor.
Okay.
It's like Sesame Street over here.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is that I've seen people do this at the mall. Like, hey, which shoe do you like better? But, like, with their friends. Roy's doing it with 2-year-olds at the grocery store.
Oh, they giggle. They love it. I'll get the cheeses. And I'm like, okay, do you want this cheese or this cheese?
So, we want the one with the holes.
Yeah, the one with the holes.
So here's Max. He sees you at the Harris Teeter and wants to go up to you. And he's like, as he's approaching you, you're on the phone.
Asking
FaceTime
for an opinion
shopping.
On watermelon and eggplant.
Yours isn't nearly as bad as mine. Thanks, Max. Next time you see Roy, can he come up to you next time?
Of course, I welcome everyone to come up and say hi.
All right, thanks.
See you, Max. Right. We got a direct message sent to us on Twitter at the MRL show. The reason why we're not calling her back is because she can't be sure. She feels like she saw Loren throwing up in public once.
What? Let me tell you something.
At a restaurant uptown. Is that possible?
I don't know, a restaurant uptown. I was going to say, just throwing up, like, after a late night, strong possibility, but I don't think I've ever done it, or not that I can remember, at a restaurant anyway.
Yeah, she says, I'm not sure. I love y'all's show, but I'm pretty sure I saw Loren throwing up outside of a restaurant uptown.
I wonder what restaurant.
We ended up getting a phone call earlier, and she had to hang up from Bella, who saw Manny eating $200 of sushi, and she ended up texting into the studio.
Yeah.
I think she saw me, though, because over the weekend... It was Sterling's birthday, and I got him a sushi cake.
Mm.
And yeah. So it was like four layers of sushi.
And people mix you two up all the time.
They do.
They're not sure whose voice is what.
Right. And so I think she saw me out there, because it wasn't $200 worth of sushi. But, it, I mean, from outside in, it looked like a massive amount of sushi.
Right. Well, you guys can keep them coming all day long if you'd like at the MRL show. You can Instagram. You can also text 704-570-9595. And remember, if you do see us out in public, please come up and say hi.
Absolutely.
That's way cooler.
And tell me if I have resting, you know what, face.
RBF. We found out what RBF means.
Still to come.
Yeah, I look at your RBF all day.
Yeah,
it's
you're
fine.
Used to it now.
No, you don't have RBF. That day was a tough day for you and I.
I know.
That was a tough night.
It's okay. I'm sure I have it occasionally.
What's going on in the world of celebrity gossip?
All right. So we love our celebrities and love how accessible they are on social media. But there's one celebrity taking a step back again from social media, and she's not sure if she'll ever return. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
I saw Nicole at the first Panthers game. I yelled her name, and she was on the bicycle, and she ran after us to give us a high five. She's awesome.
Yes,
she
cool. is.
Way to go, producer Nicole.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, wake up and win. Make sure you go on the KISS 95.1 app and let us know what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. It's very important, because if you don't, you're saying, I do not want $500, and I don't believe you believe that.
I don't believe you believe that. Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I believe that you believe you deserve $500.
It'll sound much better with this music playing underneath you.
Sounds like The Secret.
I don't believe you don't want $500. I believe you want $500.
Do you believe me?
Do you believe me when I say that I believe you? That you believe that you want $500?
What?
Sign up today. On the KISS 95.1 app for Wake Up and Win.
Thank you. Before we get to Lorraine's dirty, I think we have a problem.
What's the problem?
Something is rearing its ugly head again.
Which is?
Caitlin sends a direct message to the MRL show on Twitter and says, I used to work at the Starbucks in Baxter Village in Fort Mill. And I used to see Lorraine come in all the time. I'm assuming she shoots with Page Six. Is that right?
Yes.
And she was always a nice customer. But yes, it's true. She does have RBF.
Oh, my gosh.
It's totally fine, because I'm pretty sure 98% of females have it, including me. Love you guys.
Okay, see?
Nicole.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you're too busy. I now feel bad. What's
going
on?
I am typically multitasking. I don't know.
Nicole, do you think there's something to that? Does Lorraine have, as they say, resting bitch face?
Oh, my gosh. He said it out loud.
I mean, people have to know what RBF is.
Yeah. Okay. Do I really have it? It's possible.
I mean, I don't know. I think everyone has it when they want to, but I mean, that's like what do you have to smile for? Who cares?
Well, not
if you don't want to smile, don't smile.
I know, but frowning causes wrinkles.
Lorraine's gonna look like the Joker for the next, like, you know, yeah, 12 years.
I'm going to get Botox today. My entire face just pumped me up, so I can't have RBF.
Listen, I look at you every morning, and I think you're fine.
Thank you.
I mean, we've been in some meetings and we've had some unhappy faces, but that happens in meetings, you know? Yeah.
Meetings, yes.
But not
when you're getting coffee. You're supposed to.
That's supposed to be a happy moment. I can't wait to sip on my.
Well, after I get my coffee, maybe I don't have it anymore.
Yeah. See that?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
Oh, boy, shocked that I said the B word on the air.
Yeah, y'all are going to make me so insecure about it now.
Hey, I'm just reading. Like, our job is to read messages.
No, I know. I'm just
kidding. It's going to be smiling like a psycho. Hey, everyone. How are you? Hey, boss. How's it going? I love this job.
Listen, I'm the most real person in the world. I wish I could be that fake. But I can't.
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. Can I have a vanilla latte? Sorry, we're out of vanilla.
Lauren's laughing.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. So if there's probably something wrong. Anyway, Sister Act 3 could be in the mix. And our good friend, Whoopi Goldberg, she says that she won't be part of it. But they'll probably have her walk through a scene, and that's how they'll kind of tie the whole thing together, because they want to do, I guess, like a whole reboot of it. They don't want the original characters. They want to start a new generation.
Mm.
Selena Gomez, she has disappeared from social media every once in a while, but she is doing it again, and she says that she needs a break this time just because she's grateful for the voice that social media gives us, but she's equally as grateful to be able to step back and live in the present moment that she's been given. So she's going to take a little break again from social media, and who knows if she'll return.
She posted a gorgeous photo of her sitting out, I guess maybe like at a club or something.
Mm-hmm. RBF? No RBF?
No RBF, but man, people were mean to her.
Why? Mm.
Like superficial things. I see veins.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, what?
If you don't have anything nice to say, please don't say anything.
Right?
Here somebody says, I just took a picture with Lorraine not too long ago, and she does not have RBF. She's a sweetheart.
Thank you. All right, so Sam Smith, he says he's still dealing with the breakup, the heartbreak of the breakup from Brandon Flynn over the summer, and he's not sure what he'll take out of the relationship just yet because it's still so raw. But he says all of his relationships have ended in a nice way and not a nasty way. On the other side of the nice pendulum, there is Kanye West and Nick Cannon, who have finally buried their beef. Now, Kanye West didn't want Nick Cannon to talk about the relationship he had previously had with Kim Kardashian. And Nick was like, hey, you can't really tell me what to do, but I've never said anything disrespectful about your relationship.
My opinion to your marriage or your union, I salute it. Keep it going. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say. I'm a solid individual. Somebody asked me a question, I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability. I'm going to give my opinion.
I like the emphasis on not. You're not going to.
No. I like how he says, I salute you. I don't salute enough people.
Okay.
Is that going to be a thing now?
I think so.
All right.
I salute you.
I salute your effort.
We
great
had like
job.
20 promotions here at Beasley. I'm going to start saluting all these promoted people.
I'm going to salute your salute. All right, I got a What Lorraine Likes for you.
Great. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody go out and buy instantly? What does Lorraine like?
So it's a piece you put in your mouth that makes you smile constantly.
What's that game that you you put
said
that thing
what
in your
or
mouth?
Something, yeah,
I said what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that and just walk around with that constantly. No, but it is a new app, and it's called Noonlight Safety, and it's for people who have ever felt unsafe in an Uber or doing a ride share or a Lyft or anything like that. It's got GPS that's attached to your phone for fast emergency response, and it's just a one-touch button thing. So if you've ever been or, you know, think that it would be something good to have on your phone, it's definitely worth the download.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, Lorraine. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. When we come right back in under 8 minutes, we're going to talk to producer Nicole. You know what? The listeners, you guys picked a tat that Nicole's going to get. The contest ran on the website for about a week, and it was up yesterday. I don't know which one won. Do you guys?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. Well, we're going to find out if you didn't know coming up in under 8 minutes.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Boy, fall is no joke, huh? I mean, fall hit on Saturday, yesterday. It was like 75 for a high. Right now it's like 70, 60s, 50s up in the mountains.
Amazing.
And you're in here with a t-shirt and shorts on.
It is so cold in this studio.
I thought you'd be all in on the fall.
Me?
Yeah, like I thought you'd, you know, for sure be ready to go.
In boots and sweaters. Yeah. Well, you never know because it gets warmer through the rest of the day, so I never know where I'm going to be. But I am going to have to start layering in here because it's like Antarctica in the studio.
Whereas I actually dressed for fall. I feel great. I'm wearing a plaid shirt and pants.
Yeah, look at you.
I'm layered. I'm good.
Yeah, Mr. Pumpkin over here.
Yeah, give me my PSO.
So, producer Nicole, hello.
Hello.
How is your day going? I feel like we don't even hardly know each other anymore.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
don't be dramatic.
He's like, I see him more than we need to.
Okay, we're slightly dramatic. So you did a contest with the Uptown Cab. Am I right?
Wow.
What did you do the contest with?
She did Made
with
to
made
Last.
To last made, tattoo.
Made to Last Tattoo.
Okay.
That was it. Wrong
That's
place.
That's the word association. How does that feel?
Sorry. Just naturally comes out. Now. Made to Last.
Yes.
Tats. So people could go on the website and vote for four different tattoos that you picked, and then whichever one got the most votes is the one you're going to get.
Yes.
So.
We have a winner.
We do?
Yeah. So for 2 weeks, people went and voted, and I had four tattoos, all of which I won. So, like, there was not one that I was like gonna be bummed about.
But you had to have had a favorite.
I've had ones that I've wanted longer than the other ones.
He's playing in the drum roll.
Okay. How long do I have?
My hands are getting tired.
He started it twice. This is the second time we've got it.
Are we ready?
All right,
Third time.
Whenever you're ready, just say it.
The Panther Eye.
That's what won?
Yeah.
Every day I was voting for another one, so we didn't get the Panther Eye.
Oh, I wanted the Panther Eye.
You did? So yeah. You were countering my... Because I wanted the deer.
Yeah, we heard thousands of people went on the website to vote for this. Good for them.
Yeah, so... But, like, here's the cool thing about it is that... the one that got first, which was the Panther Eye, and the one that was in last, like, there were only, like, 30 votes in between that. Like,
really?
Everything was really close.
That's cool. Well, yes. that goes to show you how talented those artists are.
Oh, I mean, they're crazy. Last. Yesterday, I went and did a Facebook Live there, and Skinny, who's the guy who's going to be tattooing the Panther Eye on me, I, like, caught him mid-tattoo. He was tattooing somebody, and I'm just standing there, and, like, I was silent for a minute, because I'm like, he is so talented. I don't get it. Like,
you're in awe.
It was crazy the artistic abilities that these people have.
Right. I was so upset watching her Facebook Live yesterday.
Oh, you were?
Why?
Because I was hoping to see the ink to skin yesterday.
Oh, you wanted to see the tattoo being done.
Yes. Yeah, I thought we were getting it done on camera.
No. So I made an appointment, and I go in November.
Is Skinny doing it for you?
Yeah, he's going to do it.
I stayed on for the full 10 minutes, and I'm like... At one point, it's like a minute and a half left. And I'm like, she doesn't have a lot of time to get in that chair.
I'm concerned. So wait, will you be Facebook Living when you get the tattoo or no?
Please.
Yeah.
So, just so I can see it.
Yeah, I have an afternoon appointment.
Okay.
But yeah, we can go Facebook Live. I'm pretty sure it's like going to be a 3-hour tattoo.
Well, maybe you can like check in a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. I think what we need to do is set up.
At least an Insta Live.
A camera for the whole thing. And then occasionally maybe our producer Aaron can just check in and see how she's doing. I would love to watch someone get a tattoo. I think it's interesting.
What are the chances that we blindfold Nicole and then Skinny gets out of the seat and like one of us jumps in and then we take the blindfold off and you see it's us?
You'd be so dead.
She would
really
kill you.
You're that protective of these tats, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you getting the Panther Eye?
You've been covered.
So I'm going to get it on like, I was going to get it in the ditch of my arm right here.
That's right on the opposite of the elbow.
Yes. That's going to hurt.
But because it's such a like
tender,
elaborate tattoo and it's going to be very much detail, I think I'm going to get it up a little bit so like the crease in my arm doesn't destroy it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so here's the funny thing, though, is like Lauren has been suggesting that to me because she's like, you don't want it in the ditch of your arm. Like, it's going to do that. And I was like, no, it's fine. So yesterday, Skinny's like, you probably want to move it. I'm like, yeah, you're totally right.
Listen to Skinny. Wait, it sounds like he knows. Yeah.
Can we like throw Skinny like a hundo and ask him to like in the detail of the eye of the panther put MRL or like something like that?
Sneak MRL in?
Yeah, like while you're under?
No.
Do you go on? Do you get under?
No.
Under?
That is how much you don't know about tattoos.
Anesthesia, like it's some procedure.
You should have heard me yesterday at the Eastwood Homes golf tournament for Levine Children's Hospital. The two guys I played with had the vasectomies, and I was like, "Oh, forget the tattoo. I might do the vasectomy before I got a tat." By the way, but man, just the whole concept of it. You know, I don't know, with the tat, it's like the three of us in here, we don't have tats. Nicole, you have 20 of them, but like, I think all of us would have tat regret. Like, we would get, like, all of a sudden I'd look at it and I'd be like, the panther, I don't want it anymore. How do you avoid that as a tattoo enthusiast?
I sit on it. So, like, every tattoo, like, I've never got a tattoo out of impulse. Like, I don't do that. Mm. I get, when I, like, every idea that people voted on, the shortest amount of time that I was sitting on one of them was the Yosemite one, and that's because I went there and did that 8-hour hike on over Easter.
Yeah.
So like that's the shortest amount of time that I've wanted one of those tattoos. All the other three tattoos I've wanted for years. So
would you get Lauren's initials?
No, I don't believe in that.
Interesting.
I wouldn't get Strong's initials.
Yeah, I feel like if you get a tattoo for your significant other, you're automatically cursed. Now, if
right.
I was married.
Tell that to Pete Davidson.
If I was married, that's different.
he's engaged.
But while I'm dating somebody, I wouldn't do
that.
Okay,
fair enough.
I don't know if I would do it if we were married.
Yeah, it's like a bad omen. I don't know.
It is. I like it. You know, I would probably get tattoos if I was skinny. I don't think it could just change
what
right
kind of
now.
A tattoo would you get? Like, you
I
would
don't
change
know.
Your mind in,
wow,
like, 3 seconds.
He's going to steal my deer tattoo?
Yeah.
Just
yeah, probably. That thing looks cool, man.
Where would you get it?
I don't know.
We should have Skinny give Roy a tat.
I think sleeves are cool. I don't know how well I could rock a sleeve, but I do find them to be really cool tattoos. But I'm just really afraid with me being a bigger guy, if I lost weight, that the design would look so strange. So maybe if I was skinny, I'd probably
so make that be your thing, you know, when you get down to your goal weight.
So I'll go tell Rick from Total Nutrition Technology, listen, I ain't doing it to lose weight. I'm doing it for the tattoos.
There you go.
Come on, bro. I need some ink.
We all need a carrot at the end of the line to get us to do something, right?
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure? Oh, I welcome that. I just want tattoos.
Well, congratulations, Nicole. So we'll be following your adventures of getting the tat done. And thanks to everyone who took a minute to go vote on kiss951.com.
Yeah. And really, everyone won because I'm going to be getting all four.
So. Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then no. You can't do that.
Yes, I can. They're my tattoos.
I just want the MRL show somewhere in the tattoo. That's all I'm asking.
Let's make it to May 1st.
In just under 10 minutes, we're going to tell you why a Bruno Mars song led to someone pulling out a gun on a friend of 50 years.
Oh, my God.
How is it possible? We'll explain in under 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Imagine you're friends with somebody for 50 years. And we're going to ask you guys why you and your bestie aren't friends anymore, by the way, here in a second. If you want to get on the phones early, you can, 704-570-9595. Why are you and your bestie not tight anymore? What was it that came in between you two? These two guys were friends for over 50 years in Indiana, and one of the guys was jailed after a weekend argument where he was accused of reaching for his handgun.
Oh, my gosh.
To end a dispute with his lifelong friend over a Bruno Mars song.
Good Lord.
Which one?
I don't know. Which one do you want? It doesn't say. Let's take
our time. Versace on the floor.
Well, the reason why I played this one is because the argument was over whether or not the song was indeed a Bruno Mars song or not.
Oh.
The man told officials that they were hanging out, and the man said that they were talking when an argument broke out. The man said the song was a Bruno Mars song, but his friend said no, it wasn't. When the man showed Washburn proof that it was indeed a Bruno Mars song using the Shazam app, the argument grew more intense. He told the cops that they both stood up
and
danced.
I feel like Bruno has such a distinctive voice. Like, it would be very hard to not know it was him.
He told police that they both stood up and the argument continued until Washburn, the man who's currently in jail, pulled a gun on him. The man said he began to brandish the weapon by calling him a chicken.
Wait, was he the one that was right or wrong?
And he swung the weapon in his face, striking the man.
Oh my gosh,
he pistol whipped him.
The gun went off and struck the man, he told police. The victim said he took a swing at Washburn and missed, and the gun then went off a second time. No one was shot.
And then no one ever got to the bottom of... By the way, can't they just Google?
Well, they Shazammed it. That's what I wanted to know. Who's the one that pulled the gun? The guy that was right or the guy that was wrong?
The man said that they were talking when an argument broke out over the song list. The man said that's when they were debating the song. Washburn said that it wasn't Bruno Mars. So the other friend, who wasn't arrested, was right. Washburn, the man, didn't think it was a Bruno Mars song. And so he pulled out the gun when he found out he was wrong, basically. He was a sore loser.
Whoa, that is some anger.
The police report does not say what Bruno Mars song the men were fighting over.
So are both guys okay now? I mean, obviously, the friendship is destroyed, but...
Could you imagine the cop doesn't know who Bruno Mars is? That gets the guy even more mad. Who's Bruno Mars? I don't understand.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's that rock and roll music.
I don't know. He hasn't bailed him out of jail yet, Lorraine.
I just wanted to make sure nobody was, like, really hurt.
I don't know. The guy was pistol whipped over a Bruno Mars song. That's pretty hurt, if you ask me.
Hey, I'll get some stitches.
Bruno Mars is so talented.
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite? Ooh, probably, I love Grenade because it makes me fun. It's funny on how sexual it is.
Okay.
The Lazy song back in the day. Remember that one?
Yep. Locked Out of Heaven's good.
Yeah. This is a good song, too.
This is good. Easy come, easy go. That's just how. Oh, no, you know what? Not Grenade. It's the one where he's a gorilla. That's the one that's really sexual.
What's that one?
He's dirty.
Oh, yeah, we don't have that one.
He's pounding his chest.
Oh, okay.
Finesse is good, too.
Yeah, Finesse is really good.
It is good. Right now, our boss is in his office going, are we still playing this song on the radio?
Oh, no, we're probably messing up the charts, too.
Yeah. Bruno Mars is getting going to shoot to the top of the Kiss charts. All right, we want to hear from you guys, though. Tell us, these men argued over a Bruno Mars song, and it led to one of them going to jail after pistol whipping the other. And it was crazy. Friends for 50 years, y'all.
Yeah.
So what was the reason why you and your bestie aren't friends anymore?
704-570-9595. Here's this other thing about Bruno I want you to notice.
What?
The camera angle is always really low.
To make him look taller.
To make him look taller.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm always wanting the camera angle high because I'm big and I want to look skinny. That guy, every camera angle is below him.
Yeah.
And I think he purposely hangs out with smaller people.
Smart.
That is smart.
704-570-9595. Why are you and the bestie no longer friends? Get to us. You could be anonymous, too, of course.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We were just talking about these two guys that have been friends for 50 years. And what came between them?
Bruno Mars.
A Bruno Mars song. They were arguing over whether or not the artist was a Bruno Mars song. And it doesn't say in the police report what song it was. But we do know that one of the friends, the friend that was wrong, then pulled a gun on his friend of 50 years, hit him in the head with the gun, and now he's in jail.
Pistol whipped over Bruno.
Yes.
That's so serious.
That's a headline that you don't think you're going to see anywhere.
704-570-9595. That's how you get in touch with us here on the MRL Morning Show, wanting to hear about you and your friend feuds. This is Ruben and Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning, Ruben. So tell us what happened.
So, and this just actually happened yesterday. But there was, I'm scrolling on Facebook, and a mutual friend of mine and my bestie posted a meme. And the meme was something to the effect of, if you had three or four kids and three or four baby daddies, you're not doing it right. Now, bestie just had the fourth kid with the fourth guy. So automatically I think, oh my God, what did she do to make her mad to, you know, post something shady like that?
Mm-hmm.
So I messaged her and was like, you know, hey, what did you do to make so-and-so mad? And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, go look at her Facebook. So she goes to look at Facebook, and she comes back and messages me, telling me that I'm a horrible person.
Wow.
That she's dealing with, she's dealing with postpartum depression, and that the post wasn't even supposed to be directed at her. And then she deletes and blocks me.
So she thought you were trying to start something between her and the other person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just strange. How long were you guys friends for?
So we had been friends for maybe 15 years.
Wow. You think you'll reconcile?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, we have, you know, kind of fallen in and out over the years and stuff. I mean, we definitely didn't pistol whip each other or shoot at each other or anything crazy
true.
Like that.
That's too bad. Yeah. This is a boring story compared to that. Yeah.
It's hard to come back after a pistol whip.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, thanks. But, you know.
Well, Ruben, good luck.
I have a habit amongst my friends. Like, I don't really say what you want me to hear. Like, I would rather you be mad at me than for me to lie to you and tell you
you're
what
real.
You want
you
me to
call you the Loren of the group, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, exactly. The Loren of the group, absolutely. So,
Ruben,
know,
Ren.
It's not the first time that I've told her that it's not necessarily that good things happen to, or bad things happen to good people. Sometimes you're just stupid and make bad choices. Oh,
listen, she'll either get over it or she won't.
See, you, Ruben, know? Thanks,
you
dude. Good luck.
You just keep being you. We're getting text messages to the studio. Me and my best friend aren't friends anymore because she ran around on her husband and used me as a scapegoat.
Ooh, oh, that would take me off too. Well,
best friends for 20 years.
I had a buddy do that. He's like, hey, if anyone asks, you were with me and my girlfriend getting ice cream. I'm like, what?
No, I wasn't. Don't drag me into your drama.
I'm like, I'm on the air. Like, you can just turn on the radio and hear me. This is a bad lie.
Bad alibi.
All right, let's bring in Lexus from Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I love you guys, for one. But
thank you.
Thank you so much.
My story is not as interesting as pistol whipping either. But
we didn't think so. Go ahead. It's perfectly fine. We want to hear the real stuff here locally.
I had a best friend for 15 years from the time we were four till through high school. And after we graduated, I decided to come out as a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And she told me that she couldn't be around my lifestyle, so she stopped talking to me. Here recently, a couple months ago, I tried to reach out to her, see if we could repair things, and turns out she has a son now and told me her son could not be around my lifestyle.
Oh, so, come on.
Yeah.
Those people aren't existent. And you know what? And I don't encounter them, you know what I mean? So I always forget, and I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
So here's what we do to make your story a little more interesting. It ends with, so I pistol whipped her.
She can't accept me. I pistol whipped her.
In fact, Lexis, if you tell any story, this goes for all MRL family members, if you tell any story today, finish it with, so I pistol whipped them.
Right.
Not bad. I didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know.
Just pistol whipped them.
Thanks. Thanks, Lex.
That'll definitely be interesting.
Don't forget, you always have friends here. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
All right, thank you.
There's Lexus and Hickory.
Love you.
You know, I told you guys, too, Roy, you were mentioning that you were a scapegoat for a friend who was cheating. Mm-hmm. I was also, but I didn't know it. Like, my friend's wife would come to my apartment and hang, like, open up a Coke and hang for, like, 10 minutes and then be like, all right, I'm gone. And after that happened for, like, a month, I'm like, I'm throwing away two sips of a Coke constantly.
Yeah, what's up with the Coca-Cola?
Why are you coming over and half drinking Coke, just doing the drop-in? Turns out she was either seeing him before me or seeing him after me, but yet she came to my house this way. The husband asked, "Was she at your house or your place?" Yeah, she was.
Then what's up with the Coca-Cola?
She wanted to drop by and do something. I don't know.
Is that to, like, leave evidence?
What?
Is that DNA to, like, evidence?
Leave DNA evidence that she was in your apartment?
She probably didn't want me to know that anything was going on, so she dropped by just to say, hi, how was your day, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then she would drink a Coke and sit there for a minute.
Take the Coke with you, at least.
We're all up, so we can't get back to the Coca-Cola.
I'm telling you, the Coca-Cola, it's a real thing.
Coca-Cola?
So you know what happened? I pistol whipped her.
Yeah.
Too far, Nicole. You're usually the line here on the Emerald Show. No. Too far. Oh, not far enough.
No,
okay.
If there's someone who would pistol whip someone, that's Nicole. She's bad.
I don't like the character you guys are.
Oh, come on.
Today.
You're
I'm
so cool.
You love animals, and we love you.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show on Demand podcast using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.